Oh, it's you. So once again, you go tattling to my mom, like the fucking man-child that you are, to just try and strong-arm me into doing what you want. Are you really so butthurt I didn't wish you a happy Father's Day? Boo fucking hoo, bitch boy. If I didn't wish you one last year or the year before, why the fuck would I do it this year? I don't know, dickhead. Maybe it's because I stopped pretending you were my father when I turned 18. You fucking heard me. No, we're staying outside. I don't want your stench in my house. This won't take long anyway. That is, if you just sit there and be quiet for once. No, I'm talking, you're listening, and if you don't like it, you can leave now. Oh, yes, thank you for setting this up. You didn't raise me, asshole. You're the space filler that can't even be accused of going through the motions. You left everything to my mom and practically ignored me until you needed to bitch at me. And shit, did you pipe up if money had to be used on me? You hated spending any money on me, but when you needed it for stupid shit, like cigarettes or your online games, suddenly people are supposed to fork it over. You aren't even grateful for it. You treat it like it's a matter of course to pay for you. Since you came into my life, you made it abundantly obvious that I was there for your verbal abuse and harassment. Anytime you were frustrated, mom pissed you off, or if your routine was interrupted, you'd go out of your way to come ruin my day and yell at me about everything and anything you could think of. I could be minding my own business. I could have been at school for hours. I could have been at work for hours. And you're pissed off about a shoe I left by the door. You would yell at me about it for 20 fucking minutes. And yet when it came time to pay me a compliment, I barely got 2 milliseconds of a good job. And then you'd go back to whatever the fuck it was you were doing. I wasn't worth your praise. I was worth your contention. Yes, I'm a slob. I'm professionally lazy. But that isn't the point. Whether I was a slob in the moment or a slob hours ago, you'd come at me like I stole your kidney at night and sold it for 50 bucks. I could be having the best day ever, and you'd come at me just to ruin it. You never cared if I was happy. It seemed to relieve your stress taking it out on me. With how shit you are at being an adult, you have zero right telling me to be more organized as one myself. But let me remind you that when you met me, I didn't even hit puberty yet. My job as a kid was to be sloppy, have fun to the point of destruction, and just to be an overall menace. Your job as the parent, was to guide and teach me. But you couldn't be bothered. You literally dragged my mom in and make her handle me while you ran away to whatever it was that occupied your time. But you were there to talk down to me, degrade me, and just chip away at every ounce of self-esteem and confidence I had. It came to the point where I didn't even want to see other family members because I was so scared and believed that you were right about me. That nobody would be able to put up with me for very long, and I didn't want them to start looking at me like you did. And I hate that I let you get in my head like that. You never respected me. Hell, you never even liked me. And yet, I had to put up with you for this long. This isn't the 20s anymore! Respect is a two-way street. You want respect? You give it. You never did because you felt you never had to. And here's the result. Over 20 goddamn years you've been in my life. I tried so hard to get along with you because I wanted a dad. Mine died when I was a child. I was so happy Mom found you and you made her happy. I even got siblings out of it and I love them so much. But to say you treated them much better than you ever did me is an understatement. You would spend all of your time and money on them. You never gave me a minute of yours, making it obvious that I was bothering you. Those times I had to go to the hospital, you couldn't even be bothered because of a baseball game. I meant less to you than a baseball game. You didn't even flinch when I said the pain in my gallbladder was so bad I nearly got into a car accident because I had to drive myself. You just shrugged me off. Oh, and speaking of cars, my two car accidents, or any incidents involving my car, you never asked if I was okay. You just ignored me or bitched at me. It's like it never mattered to you if I died. All that mattered to you was you still had my mom to fuck. Anything that involved me, you'd either take no interest in or just throw a fit. At family parties, you'd yell at me and humiliate me in front of everyone, and none of them ever defended me from you. I reached out for help and never got it. No one ever called you out for your behavior towards me. All it did was get worse. There's so much I can throw in your face, but I really don't want you here anymore. You're not sorry. You never were. Being sorry means you acknowledge and admit that you were wrong. And you will never do that. Anytime you were sorry or nice, it was because you needed something from me. You know, Mom blamed me for letting you affect me like this. Why didn't she blame herself that she allowed you to treat me like this? Well, guess what? I'm happy now. Don't come here to try and ruin my happiness because you're miserable and frustrated. You're not getting a Father's Day wish from me. Now get lost, and don't come back unless it's an emergency. You know what? Not even then. Just stay away from me.